you showed up in Bakersfield. Well, first, I've got a little surprise for you. We all know you're a big, tough guy, Ben. But that doesn't mean that you're a loner, and it takes a big man to admit that he needs his friends. We didn't want to break up a winning team, Ben. So here they are, ready to go for broke, right by your side. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben's buddies, Harold Weiss and William Laughlin!
Once inside the zone, the runners have 3 hours. They've got to go through all four game quads. 3 hours or less, and they're going to need every second, because you know who's on their tail. Who? And you know what happens then? What? Right, without further ado, it's time to start running! Get set!
Killian, I'll be back.
Only in a rerun. Go!
Oh, agents, darling, you think you can dissect me with this blunt little tool?
No. I thought that your knowledge...
You're so ambitious, aren't you? Do you know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube. A well-scrubbed hustling rube with a little taste. Good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor wire trash, are you, Agent Starling? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. What is your father dear? Is he a coal miner? Does he stink of the land? And oh, how quickly the boys found you. All those tedious, sticky fumblings in the back seats of cars, while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the end.
Hurt you? Look like I was gonna fucking hurt you? Why didn't you listen to me, huh? Why? Why didn't you fucking listen to me? Fucking stupid! You stupid asshole! Get the fuck up here! Come here, motherfucker! Why are you smiling? Huh? Why the fuck didn't you listen to me?
Do him, man. Do him.
What are you smiling at, huh? You want something to smile at? Huh? You want something to smile at?
He's crying your little hearts out about Sandy and Sal and Manny.
Forgot about it, Bunny, huh? Let's go. What do you say?
Shit, you see that fucking head come up hard, man? I never seen brains like that before, man. I bet you the old bitch runs the whole fucking show, man. She probably cut Manny's throat. She probably cut my balls off if she had the chance.
Honey, we leave now. Nobody saw a fucking thing. You understand me, trailer, not a fucking thing.
Come on, man. Let's fucking do her, man. Let's do this whole fucking village.
Oh, sit myself out. You keep busting your hump 16, 20 hours a day, you'll end up with a $60 million funeral, you know? Hey, Doc, can you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right? And here, take this for yourself, okay? Shit, I had better food at the ball game, you know? I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hitting. Well, anyway, today I just stick to real estate, you know? With the market these days, if you own anything but land, you own a popcorn farm. Oh, somebody stepping a duck?
Well, you asked how much I love you. Why do ships with sails love the wind? And will I be thinking of you? Will I ever pass this way again? I'll be returning someday. Until then.
Trusted us. Hey, make the best of it. Maybe we can help you. divisions have been sent into Saudi Arabia in case the Iraqi forces...
Hello, you Blake? My damn judge stuck me with you. I hate this pro bono crap. All right, look, just keep your mouth shut and pray for a miracle.
Amen.
And just as these incidents of violence in my client's younger years can be attributed to his disadvantaged upbringing, his alleged aggression behind bars has in fact been acts of self-defense against the Aryan Brotherhood, a right-wing group associated with the Ku Klux Klan.
I'd like to hear from Mr. Blake himself if he truly thinks he can make a meaningful contribution to society.
Well put, Rhoda. Mr. Blake, what will you do if you get out of prison?
Well, I guess, Mr. Chairman, that first I'd pay a visit to your house.
To thank me, I suppose.
No. To fuck your wife. And your daughter. Hell, maybe even your dog.
I don't think that's funny.
Then you'll probably hate this. Last time I held a gun in this hand, a young man took off all his clothes for me. This time it's your turn, right? So come on!
George, George, George of the jungle, strong as he can be. Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle lives a life that's free. Watch out for that tree. When he gets in scrape, he makes his escape with the help of his friend, an ape named Ape. Then away he'll schlep on his elephant Shep, while Bella and Ursula stay in step with George, George, George of the jungle, friend to you and me. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that of the jungle, friend to you and me.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
Do me a favor and eat my pussy for me, please.
Sure. Thank you.
best.